Have you ever wondered why low-income communities are targeted largely for fast food chains and corner stores?
Laquanda Dobson and George Cephas answer these questions posed to you. They are members of the Urban Nutrition Initiative and speak on food justice and healthy eating in Philadelphia communities.
Hi, my name is Laquanda Dobson and I work for the Urban Nutrition Initiative.
My name is George Cephas. I work with Urban Nutrition Initiative also.
And what we've been working on this summer is staying rooted in our community. So we have been doing some community explorations. So we've been going around in the community, seeing what vacant lots are around, access to corner stores. We also been planning for a youth-led conference called Rooted in Community. And at the Rooted in Community Conference, we came up with a Youth Food Bill of Rights.
The Urban Nutrition Initiative believes in a movement they call food justice.
What is food justice? Food justice is basically making healthy foods available for places that don't have it and educating your peers on how to be healthy.
According to the Urban Nutrition Initiative Food Bill of Rights, they demand that fast food chains and restaurants stop advertising to minors under the age of 14.
It's not that we want them to stop advertising to younger kids. It's just that we want them to advertise healthier options instead of advertising like fast food restaurants and things like that, burgers and stuff like that, advertise a salad or something healthier, fruit or things like that.
We want them to make, like on McDonald's, they make burgers look sexy. Sexy is the new everything. Seriously, they make burgers look sexy. Why can't they make kale look sexy? Like maybe have a commercial with kale dropping into a bowl, like poof. You know, just they make burgers look sexy, just smacking it down. Why can't they make fruits and vegetables look sexy? And that's all what we want. More fruits and vegetables on TV.
10 years from now, the future looks pretty bright for the city of Philadelphia.
In 10 years, ten years forward, I would like to see more corner store, not more corner stores, more supermarkets, because Philadelphia is the second in the nation with the lowest supermarkets, and I think that is terrible. I hope to see more people turning their front yards into raised beds. I want to see more community meals happening. I just want to see more green space going on. And I just would like to see more students cooking their own lunch in school.
This piece was produced by Imani Curtis and Deja Parker from On Blast Radio with the Philadelphia Student Union.
You can contact the Urban Nutrition Initiative at www.youthfoodbillofrights.com for more information on the Youth Food Bill of Rights and food justice.